And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. I'm your host. I'm a pastor. The program, Talk to a Pastor. Today I'd like to talk about some very important things. You see, ladies and gentlemen, we all have a psychic life, do we not? We all have a psychic life. We have a mental life. We have an emotional life. A lot of times when you're out walking around, you see other people, and they kind of live in their own world. You don't know what's going on inside. But I can tell you that inside of a lot of people, it's not so good. It's not so good. People are upset inside, confused. They're reliving the past over and over. They're thinking, why did that happen and why did this happen? And they're worried about this and worried about that, planning and scheming to get out of the messes that they got themselves into, you see. And then there's a lot of hurt feelings and resentment. Partners resent each other. Kids resent their parents. Parents resent kids. Wives resent their husbands. See, we resent our neighbor. So, it's not a pretty picture. So what are we going to do about it? We're going to have to do something about it. And just listening to sports on television or listening to some nice talk or going to a lecture, taking a class, getting a degree, popping a bunch of pills, smoking marijuana, taking drinks, getting exercise, doing yoga. All these things, they're just palliative care at best. If they don't have side effects, then they're palliative care. But they don't get to the real problem. The real problem that needs to be addressed. Now let's talk about how people go wrong. How do people go wrong? How does it start? It starts when we're kids. Starts with parents. Parents who themselves are victims of parents that they had that weren't so good. And so these parents themselves confused, themselves lost, themselves externally motivated, themselves pleasure-seeking, selfish, themselves not really knowing for sure what the right thing to do is and just doing what they're told, following what everybody else says to do. And so the parents are not so good. And parents who themselves are selfish become impatient with the kids. See, when kids are little, they're cute, and then as they get older, kids start to make demands and have issues, and the parents become impatient. Become angry, become resentful. A lot of parents take it out on the kids. They take out their own sorry existence on the kids. Other parents use the kids to show off for whatever reason. And so parents are not so good. They don't have patience, they don't have love, they don't have wisdom. See, they do not have wisdom. And so, before you know it, things go wrong. The parents put the kids in a public school, and the kids come under the influence of the peer group. And of course, the bullying, and things are being stolen, and a bunch of other kids from rotten homes. The influence is not good. And the parents, the kids come home unhappy, or the kids become addicted to the peer group, or become addicted to to a mobile device, which they shouldn't have in the first place. Kids become addicted to games, playing video games, which they shouldn't have in the first place. And things go from bad to worse. We'll continue with the saga of everybody's life after this announcement.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
My name is Roland. I'm a pastor. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. Incidentally, if you want to get in touch with me, all you have to do is go to www.talktoapastor.org. Talktoapastor.org. So, when you have parents that are unaware, that lack wisdom, that are foolish, that are themselves selfish, see, then they're going to make mistakes. They're going to make mistakes. And then what happens? Well, then the kids resent their parents. See, the kids resent their parents. And parents resent the kids. And then things continue to go from bad to worse. So, as soon as we become resentful, look, as soon as we manage to get upset because our parents upset us, because they themselves are cruel, because they themselves allow teasing around the house or bullying, or because they themselves are unhappy and they take it out on the kids, or for whatever reason, or simply because the parents are unaware and lack wisdom. You know, how many times when you were a kid that they get it all wrong? They got it all wrong. When they should have been a little bit firm and said, no, you can't go out with your friends after 10 o'clock, then they were weak and they let you go, and then something bad happened. They should have been firm. And then other times when they should have been soft, when you just wanted to talk to them about something, and they were hard, see? Then they were arbitrary. How many times did they punish you for some little thing? Some little inconsequential thing that you did as a little child, spilled a little milk. What do? They punished you. Took away privileges, or took away your, or made you go for a time out. Or they let things happen. You know, maybe mom was cruel and dad just sat around and let it happen. Or dad was cruel. Mom sat around and let it happen. Or your older brother was cruel. They let it happen. Like that, you see. So they failed. Parents failed, especially father. See, father has a very special role. He stands in for God in the eyes of a child when father fails, which all fathers fail. Some fathers wake up and see their failing and cry out to God for answers, clean up their act and change, have a change. But most fathers never do. Mostly they become like big kids. They become like just another big kid. Or they become angry, clam up, say nothing, go away, leave, get the, you know, there's a divorce. They're just there. They're not there for you. So parents fail. And so what is the parents failing? Or the parents themselves have addictions. They're addicted to pills, to marijuana, to alcohol, to gossiping, to gambling, lottery, whatever it is. See, they have issues themselves over which they're in denial, and you dare not say anything about it, because if you do, how many times when you were a kid, if you accidentally told the truth, were you punished for being honest? It's very common. So they failed. They failed miserably, especially father. And so what does that do? It tempts the kids to resent the parents, especially your father. See, kids resent the parent. So you resented. So most likely scenario is child resents the parent. Now resentment is a very, very, very negative, awful thing, which I always try to make people aware of in my programs. What resentment does is it cuts you off from love. It cuts you off from your own ground of good, your own ground of being, from which you could have grown and flowered to become what you were meant to be, what the good Lord had in mind for you. When you become resentful, when you hate other people, especially when you hate your parents, it cuts you off from your ground of good, cuts you off from God, cuts you off from love, and then you feel empty. See, it cuts you off from love, and so you feel empty. So then you look for love in substitutes. You go out in the world looking for love, and instead of love, you find use and abuse. And so resentment is a very, very destructive thing, which you're going to have to see and let go of if you want to get better, if you want to undo these traumas. See, these are all traumas. These are all traumas. Now look, none of us can help the circumstances we were born in. None of us can help the parents that we had. We were all children. When we were little children, we didn't know any better. We wanted our parents to be noble and gracious and wise. See, and they weren't. And so we resented them. It's very natural. Okay, so you resented your parents. I'm talking to most people. When I say you, I mean people in general. If the shoe fits, wear it. If it doesn't apply to you, then don't worry about it. It doesn't apply to you. But if it does apply to you, typically, a person resents their parents, feels empty, goes out looking for love, or compensates. See, resentment also makes us feel inferior. That's the other thing. We all know, if you see somebody that's kind of resentful and, you know, hateful, you can see there's something wrong with that. See? So we go around being resentful. And so we feel inferior. So we compensate. And the world steps up and offers you all kinds of compensations. For example, education. See, if you had not been separated from your own ground of good, mainly through resentment, of course through ambition too. Sometimes we're just ambitious. We want what the world has to offer, and we gobble up what the world offers ambitiously. That also cuts us off, but mainly it's resentment. So when you get cut off from your own ground of good, I said you lose love and you feel empty, but you also lose the creativity that would have come from within. See, had you never resented your parents or anyone, had you remained innocent, why, you could have been an Einstein, a Michael Faraday, a James Clerk Maxwell. You could have been a George Washington Carver, a Madame Curie. See? You could have been like that, a Mozart, a Beethoven. But instead, what happened? Instead, you felt inferior. You were not looking for love. See? You became corrupted by your games and your entertainment and your music and your marijuana and your friends. See? Well, so now it's time to change things for the better. It begins with listening to someone like me and hearing what I'm saying, having a change of heart. I'll be right back. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. This is the Talk to a Pastor program with your host, Roland. Yes, Mike's story. Very good. Mike's story is very, very good. Told in his own words. It's a story of, every man, if you will. It's like a self-help story, recovery story for the 21st century. Mike's a really cool guy. Just a regular guy. He had issues. He had bipolar, and he was depressed and anxious. He was shy, and he had all these issues that so many people have, and he overcame them all. And he tells his story in his own words. A very beautiful story, very nice story. Success story. And so I encourage you to preview it. Go to my website, talktoapastor.org. Look for the links to Mike's story. You can preview it. It's at Amazon. You can get it at Amazon and Kindle or paperback. Mike's story. So we were talking about kids. We're talking about kids. Instead of being a Mozart, instead of being a Michael Faraday, why, they become what? Little groupies? Little guitar players? Little marijuana smokers? Little addicted to the group and to their Facebook and to their mobile device and so on. You see? So that's not good. That's not good. So what are we going to do about it? Well, like I said, you can't help the circumstances you were born in. So if you had rotten parents, if what I say describes your situation to some extent, if it doesn't, then don't worry about it. But if it does, then you couldn't help it. You resented your parents, as most kids do, which was a mistake. See, but now you have to see that you did, and you have to let go of the resentment. See, it helps when you realize that the situations I've been describing, that you know, you might say, wow, he's talking about me. He's talking about my life. Well, I'm also talking about your parents' life, and your grandparents' life. See? Same thing happened to them and to other people around you who you hated. Happened to them. They're victims too. Once upon a time, they were little children with a tear in their eye, and they needed understanding and love, and nobody had any for them. See, so they grew up, and then they did to you what was done to them. But the point is that you have to have, the buck must stop with you. You don't want to do to your kids what your parents did to you. See, and you want to find yourself. You want to find yourself. Become the you that you were meant to be. And you don't have to go to Tibet. You don't have to go sit on the side of a mountain or go into a monastery or go on some big retreat somewhere on the other side of the world. You can do it right here, right now, right where you're at. Just hear someone like me. Hear what I'm saying. See what I'm saying is true and quietly acknowledge the truth in your heart. And that's the beginning of change right there. Just acknowledging the truth. Hearing it, acknowledging it. See, and then the next thing is not trying to change yourself. Not trying to compensate and make yourself better. To simply bear the little bit of pain of seeing the truth about yourself. That's all. Then the other thing you can do is you can get one of my meditations, which are very helpful. Now, why meditation? Why meditation? Because the meditation that I have teaches you how to become still and how to get out of your thoughts. See, now you're lost in thoughts. I was reading an interesting book, a very, very nice book. It was written, it's called Sacred Hoops. Sacred Hoops is written by Phil Jackson, you know, the famous basketball coach who coached the Chicago Bulls and won some championships. Well, he talks in there about how he was lost in his thinking. I'll tell you about it after this announcement. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? And you will want to preview the myths and mysteries of marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for the myths and mysteries of marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of the myths and mysteries of marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of the myths and mysteries of marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Yes. Relationships. It's probably my best, It's my most popular topic and my most popular book, obviously. The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. People are interested in relationships. And it's a good book. It's a really, really good book. You'll find information there you won't find anywhere else, hardly. Now, before the break, I was saying that we get lost in our thinking, and the meditation that I has helps you get out of being lost in your thinking. You know, the squirrel cage of thinking and negative thoughts, worries, doubts, fears. You need to get out of that. And I was telling about a nice book I read called Sacred Hoops by Phil Jackson. Very thoughtful man, famous basketball coach. And he tells how he had a particularly traumatic loss. His team suffered a traumatic loss when he was a coach in the playoff games. And then he laid in bed all night, tossing and turning, couldn't sleep, and he kept reliving the last 3 minutes of the game over and over and over again and thinking, what could I have done differently? See? Well, that's the beginning of trauma right there. It's a small trauma. And, of course, fortunately, he got over it. He didn't resent it. He got over it. But, you see, that's what happens to us. We go out in the world, sometimes we fail, we lose the game or whatever. We react to something out there, and then it gets into our mind, and then we think about it over and over again. See how that works? Well, what you need is to be able to stand back so you can see these mental processes without being lost in them. It's one thing to observe them, but it's another thing to be lost in them. And most of us are in a state of mind where we're lost in them, and you have no control over them. See, if you can stand back and observe them, then you're no longer part of the those negative processes. You're just the observer of them, which is nice. See? So that's what my meditation helps you to do. It's very simple, very good, it's very nice, very Christian, very Jewish, very Christian. And you don't even have to be a Christian for it to work for you. The only thing you need to be is sincere. I don't know what, I can't exactly tell you what sincere is, but whatever sincere is, that's what you need to be, and it might be quite helpful to you. I have a new 5-minute meditation that's free. Go to talktoapastor.org and find out about it. Give it a try. Well, that's very helpful. So you listen to me, you begin to see some of these traumas of the past, you realize what happened, you see how you resented your parents. See, now you see they were victims too. You start to forgive them. You start to have a lot of insights. You get my meditation, you get out of negative thinking. See, you gain some objectivity, a little bit of distance to people, places, and things. And your whole life changes can change for the better, just like that. It's so simple. Very, very simple. So I heartily encourage you to take advantage of the resources that I have to offer. Most of them are free. I've been around for 23 years. Dozens of articles, hundreds of blog posts, books you can preview at Amazon, meditations. Got all these wonderful resources for you to take advantage of. See, because it doesn't do you any good just to study. See, you can go study the Bible. You can go get a degree in theology or a degree in psychology or a degree in sociology. You can get two degrees in it, 10 degrees, a PhD in it. See? And it won't do you any good unless there's some kind of fundamental change on the inside. In fact, study actually blocks realization. Study blocks intuition. See, so I'm not saying that we can't study. I'm not saying that we can't read the Bible and enjoy Bible verses and so on, of course. But you also have to have understanding with it. See, there has to be something going on inside. See, so that you're not just externalized, programmed. You want to flow from within. That's why you need to get my meditation, so you can flow from within. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo, I'll spell it for you, that's R-O-L-A-N-D-T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. My name is Roland. It's been an excellent program. We talked about a life of trauma and how to overcome the traumas. I gave you the clues as to how to begin overcoming the traumas and becoming the you were meant to be. See? So you can launch, you can fly like an eagle. And look forward to a world of wonderful tomorrows. Go to my website, talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Take a look at the resources that we have. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
Been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.